In a shocking turn of events, a telecom company has agreed to pay the FCC $1 million after their services were implicated in a deepfake scandal involving President Biden. The rise of technology that can convincingly mimic public figures presents new challenges for regulators. This incident has raised questions about accountability in the digital age. What responsibilities do companies have when their platforms are used for deceit? The telecom previously enjoyed a reputation as a reliable provider. The deepfake video, which spread like wildfire on social media, was crafted to manipulate viewers into believing the president was making controversial statements. This manipulation is dangerous and undermines democratic processes. A spokesperson for the telecom stated the incident was troubling. In response to this scandal, the FCC is now evaluating policies aimed at safeguarding against future abuses. Companies must navigate complex waters as they balance technological advancements with ethical considerations. Accountability is key. It's a pivotal moment in the telecommunications industry. As the lines blur between reality and fabricated content, the stakes are higher than ever. The potential for misuse is tremendous. While the $1 million fine may seem steep, the implications of the incident extend far beyond mere financial penalties. It serves as a warning to other providers that negligence in safeguarding against deepfake technology will not be tolerated. As discussions continue, public trust remains at risk. Companies must act responsibly, ensuring they're not inadvertently facilitating scams that can shake the foundation of democracy.